All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. I have on with us today Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources. Robert is our longest running sponsor of the show, so we'd like to bring Robert on. He's also a bit of an intelligence guy. He's very good at being the Mr. Handyman of the doomsday scenarios. And Robert is one of those guys that, you know, when he talks, I like to listen because he's got years of experience, especially with matters of being prepared and also with communications and a few other things. But I'll let Robert go through with that. We're going to talk about the spy balloons. We're going to talk about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, the aggression from the United States, and potentially what's going to be the American response. And we'll just let this conversation grow from there. Bob, thanks for coming on. What do you think?
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Doug. You know, there was an article. it's on discernreport.com, and it's 8 reasons never to trust the government. And, you know, the first one is pretty much everything we're being told about Ukraine is a lie. It first started out that, you know, 2013 or so, we went into an agreement with the Russians that we would not occupy or offer NATO membership to any of the former Eastern Bloc countries, which we immediately went and you know, broke our word on that and went into Poland. Now it's Finland. Now it's even Switzerland, Ukraine, everything that we've been told in this country, you know, that Putin's a bad guy. This is not the former Soviet Union. And I am not a Putin apologist. I just recognize that we're pushing into war for a reason, and it's to gain access to Russia's great wealth as far as their mineral, gas, timber, water, whatever it is. You know, we want multinational corporations going in there, being able to access that wealth so that we can take the wealth away from the Russian people and major corporations can access it and have it for themselves, because enough is never enough. You know, one more dollar. But we've just seen lie after lie after lie. I just remember all the lies, the ghost of Ukraine, lie. No bioweapons labs in Ukraine, a lie. There's what, 40? How many of them? 40 something, Doug?
43.
43. And, you know, well, we're there dismantling the former Soviet bioweapons program. Yeah, what, 15 years later, 16 years later, it's taking you that long to break down some labs and get rid of some bacteria or viruses? All you got to do is stick it in an autoclave and cook it, and it's dead. That doesn't take 15, 16 years. And so, you know, everything we're seeing, and now Drudge was reporting earlier today, it was Revolver. That Zelensky is going to be given a $35 million compound in South Florida, where he's going to be able to do it, because they know the war is lost. They know that it's going to lose, and you know, we're going to extricate Zelensky out of there and give him his little cushy deal down in South Florida, where he'll live the rest of his days with his other buddies down there. And so everything that we hear is a lie. We've seen it in the elections. Producing of results that are mathematically impossible. We see him pushing the global economy towards collapse because they want to control you. Did you see the seafood building that just burnt down last night, Doug?
No, another one.
A seafood processing plant in Canada burnt to the ground, 100% loss. Now, how many more of these that have to happen by coincidence? Yeah, a seafood factory just burnt down to the ground.
Hey, real quick. Not one gun manufacturer plant has burnt down. Not one Lockheed Martin building has blown up. You know, not one Boeing jet construction line has been destroyed. The military industrial complex is working well and good, wouldn't you say? But the stuff that we need to eat is not.
Well, of course, because the governments are pushing these. I mean, not only are these places burning down, but, you know, fertilizer is now on the most wanted list. Because you can't have fertilizer that pollutes the planet. Cows pollute the planet. They pass gas. Diesel fuel, which is needed for all aspects of, agriculture, from where is the seed in the ground to the delivery truck that brings it to your store. Diesel is no good. And so all, I mean, gosh, I just don't know why people don't get this right now. It seems like there's a complacency that's come over most of the population. Excuse me. But I mean, you know, there was an article on, I forgot which one it is. They're saying that there's like 1.2 million new jobs. That is complete lies. We've lost jobs. It's a complete lie. And they're doing this. I mean, you know, anybody, well, gosh, 1.5 million new jobs. That's really good. Biden's doing a good job. I mean, if they steal elections, you don't think they'll lie to steal more elections? And one of the sad things in this article, it says, you know, child rapes are increasing dramatically and nobody in the government is lifting a finger to stop them. And now we have these balloons. Does anybody really believe we're given straight information on it? You know, that, oh, we blocked the signals. The Chinese couldn't Does anybody really believe that?
I want to point out that there was a momentum at a period of time within the last 4 months to start exposing what happened at Epstein Island and for Republicans to start connecting the dots and start linking their fellows from across the aisle to this island, to include the president and also all the other corruption between this president and China and Ukraine and wherever else. And as usual, there always appears to be a distraction device that happens, like, you know, a flashbang, right? You know, this is what I was thinking, is the balloons could carry a payload for an EMP, a weapon of mass destruction or a weapon of mass effect, which is the EMP. However, we let it float all the way across our airspace. So NORAD failed us. The DOD failed us. The White House failed us. And then every governor who had any type of fast wing that was attached to them in their state could have said, nope, I'm protecting the citizens of my state. Load the bomber, go and shoot it out of the sky.
Well, you know what? That thing was only at 60,000 feet. Why did they have to blow it up? I mean, it's a question. I mean, they sent a missile after it and blew it up. Why didn't they just take a Gatling gun and pop the balloon and have it come down?
Well, think about this. If you wait for it to get over to the Atlantic, because this has nothing to do with collateral damage. These people don't care. You hit it with a balloon. You hit a balloon with the missile. Not only does that automatically make it the jurisdiction of the Department of Defense, but now it has to be investigated as a point of impact site. And so now we got Navy that's out there. I think it was either Coasties or Navy divers went out there to go and grab this thing. But I don't care about the balloon. What I care about was the platform, the thing that they dragnetted across our skies, and who knows what information they gathered, what information they dispersed, whatever it was that this thing could have done. All I can tell you is that we were this close to an EMP, close.
It could have been an EMP. And again, you know, this is what you do in decapitation strikes. This is, you know, what a decapitation strike would look like. You would float these things over the United States, and it's exactly what we did at the beginning of the Iraq war. We went in there with non-nuclear EMP devices and shut down all their command and control communication structure. Shut it down. Just, you know, they couldn't talk to each other, which is a plug for radios, why you really want to get some radios, because they understand the importance of communication. But that's another story. But this is what you would do in a decapitation strike. So you would blind the nation. I'm sure they were also picking up all the microwave transmissions that go between, you know, maybe NASA to the missile bases, all that. They can receive all that microwave transmission, even though it's encrypted. You know, I'm sure that somebody in our government has given them the key to decrypt it. You know, I just don't trust anything they say anymore. Everything they have told us concerning anything, I mean, going all the way from, you know what, that lasted 2.5 years. Now it's all the truth is coming out and everybody's saying, well, we didn't do that. We didn't, you know, it was deliberate. And when we lose the Ukraine war, there'd be no accountability to the hundred and some odd billion dollars that was given there. There'd be no accountability at all to it. When we see these children being raped and murdered and, emasculated, there'll be no accountability there. How come with the great law enforcement agencies that we have in this country, Doug, how come nobody has been arrested for burning down food factories? And now I just saw that the FBI drug out two losers. I don't know if you saw that. Neo-Nazis that were planning an attack on the Baltimore substation. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it was just, I think you can pick it up on Drudge. But I mean, yeah, let me see here. They're really losers. We want to start a race war. We want to, here it is right here. Neo-Nazi leader charged in plot to attack power stations because he was going to attack Baltimore, which is predominantly black. And, to start this thing. And, they said the city would have descended into chaos and yada, 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 yada. When you're dealing with people like that, Doug, you're a law enforcement guy and you get a neo-Nazi guy. OK, you get him. When you've just picked him up off the street, OK, a cold arrest or a cold stop. Do you think there's things in his background that you can find out pretty easily that you could coerce him with?
Yeah, most likely he'll have it tattooed on his face as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the brightest.
Yeah, I take people like him and Louis Farrakhan into the same, the same bowl. Like, they're all crazy. Well,
that's what I'm saying. They find this guy, Nazi leader.
Very convenient.
Yeah, and so they parade him out that he was going to attack this substation, which I just want to state for the record, National Socialist. It's not National Republican. It's National Socialist. The Nazis were socialists. They weren't conservative. They weren't right wing. They were far left wing. I refuse to go after that narrative anymore.
Stop making sense.
So they parade this guy out. Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid. Yada, 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 yada. So they've arrested him. I would bet this guy's been coerced somehow or another, because when you get people like that, you don't have, they're not church going, people that they have very, very checkered past with all kinds of things in their background that could be so easily coerced, work for us, do this, do that. But it's a nice dog and pony show.
You'll always get that random email or that, random message from somebody. Hey, man, you want to help lead a rebellion? You want to do X, Y, Z? Yeah, I've gotten a few of those. I've recently gotten one of those. And regardless of whether or not I agree with the beliefs or feelings of somebody, the government trips over itself trying to get you to agree to do something that they can arrest you for.
Well, we had that come into our store. I'm not going to go into the details, but he came into the store and wanted to do something highly illegal, a transaction, highly illegal. And we were just shined him on. They were shining him on, my employees. Well, I went and called the sheriff's department and, because it's either an idiot or somebody in law enforcement doing it. And I don't think our sheriff's department was involved with it. I think maybe some other elements were. So these kind of people are highly coercible because of the checkered past. But again, we just see over the weekend, we found one balloon and then another balloon. And then, there was a balloon shot down over Billings. And now there's another balloon that's been over Guam or Hawaii. It looks like the Biden administration has just allowed this to happen. And somehow, it got caught. I'm sure that lady who videoed that explosion over Billings, there were probably people that weren't happy that she posted that and let the world see. The cat came out of the bag. And now we find out another one, another one, another one, another one. And this has been tolerated.
There were so many balloons all over the place. It's hard to determine what the actual number was. And there's going to be a lot of people who will create clickbait. And we'll talk about the dozens of balloons that are across America.
Yes.
And most likely it was the same balloon being seen in different airspaces.
Right, right.
But three balloons, dude, that's all it really takes. Like three balloons. at 60 to 80,000 feet. And man, I mean, like that power would have been out.
Yeah, three balloons, one over West Coast, one Central America and the East Coast. EMPs would take out the entire country. One would do it if they got up to about 250 miles.
Yep.
Then one would do it. But at the lower level that a balloon would fly, maybe at least two, but probably three. So it's not high tech science. It's pretty easy science. All you need is the fissionable material to make an EMP, and you knock out the United States. It goes away. And this should alarm the daylights out of everyone. The fact that our government has obviously been letting it happen, and we don't know what kind of intel they've gathered. And now we find out also that our own government's been doing it to spy on its own citizens, which is illegal.
What? That's illegal?
Yeah. Well, it'd be illegal if I did it.
They called it information gathering when we did it.
Yeah, it'd be legal. I mean, you have to have probable cause. You just can't come spy on people. You have to have probable cause.
Well,
to spy
you have probable cause if there's criminal activity afoot. However, whenever you're protecting the nation against terrorism, which is anything, right? Anything.
Of course it is.
Dinosaurs, you know, Godzilla.
The dog biting the post office guy, the mail delivers. That's terrorism.
Yeah. Whatever terrorism or threat or the act of is, it's just one big excuse to dragnet. And in my heart of hearts, you want to know what this really is? This is a fulfillment of what Nazi Germany could not do, but what they would have done, what Nazi Germany would have done, the Patriot Act, if they had the technology.
Technology is increasing more and more every day. AI technology is increasing more every day. You know, and again, another highly unconstitutional act by our government, the pistol brace. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what a pistol brace is, it's a stabilizing brace you put on a pistol. It was designed to help veterans and handicapped people, shoot better, more accurate. The ATF allowed those things for a dozen years, agreed that they're legal. And then all of a sudden, after 40 million of them or so were sold, well, we changed our mind. They're not. That is the purview of the executive branch to create legislation, to create law. The ATF has zero ability to create law. They're acting outside constitutional limits. It's an unconstitutional order. And I hope, because I know they're being sued right now, that a judge understands this. You cannot grant a nameless federal agency, the nameless bureaucrats who hate guns, the ability to write law. You can't do it, because then tomorrow they could say, Doug, you know that nice diesel truck that you drove up here? Well, we've decided to ban diesel engines. They just pollute too much. And you have to register it or pay a big, huge fine tax on it to keep it or turn it into the government or just destroy it.
Well, luckily enough for me, my Ford Excursion with 40-inch tires and a 10-inch lift actually identifies as a Prius.
Well, so does mine.
Exactly.
Did your car talk to my car?
Through the AI. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I actually gave it citizenship of Texas. So how dare you talk anything racist about my truck? Or excuse me, Prius, that is. Hey, look, I want to share this with you real quick. We live in an age of stupidity, by the way, Bob. All right, here we go. Balloon with hypersonic missiles tested by China in 2018. So can this carry a payload of weapons? Absolutely.
Of course it can.
Absolutely. Can and did it. Absolutely they did. The problem, once again, with these types of devices is how far can they drift aloft, and at what point in time can you send so many that you can't really do anything about it in like a swarm? You know, like the drone swarm attacks?
Yes.
You can do swarms of balloons. And 1950s, in the 50s, while we were still fighting against Japan, late 40s, 50s, we're still fighting against Japan, they were taking balloons, attaching high explosives to them, literally just bags of explosives with an explosive charge that was tied to this balloon, and they drifted hundreds of them across the Pacific and were hitting in the western side of America And a few of them landed in Oregon and in Washington State. A couple people died from it.
Yeah, well, it was also designed to start forest fires.
That's right.
They had incendiary bombs that were designed to go down on the forest and start forest fires. There were actually some fires started by it.
But, so this is an old tactic, and it's a proven tactic, right? What I have to ask you is that, do you see how small this payload is? Okay,
yes.
I mean, that's relatively small, all right? It's still fairly large. These are hypersonic missiles, but it's still relatively small compared to the satellite that the balloons currently had underneath them. I mean, it was like 200 feet long. That's what they're saying. This thing was like 200 feet long. How the hell did you miss that signature on radar? You can see a UFO, UAP, whatever it is they want to call it now. Tim Alberino would chew my ass if I said UAP. It's all about UFO. They can see these things all over the place. But you missed this? You missed eight of them? Come on, man. In the words of Joe Biden, come on, man.
Yeah, well, you know, we know he's compromised.
Absolutely.
And, we see this, and then, you know, Doug, I always have to draw it back to, if you want the proper understanding of it, you have to have understand the premise. If you know the destination, you'll see the journey. Okay? So if you know the destination, you'll see the journey. And we're seeing the journey because we know the destination. Their destination is to set up an Antichrist empire on this world.
Yep.
That's why we see the destruction of our food, because food is the greatest coercion mechanism known to mankind. You have to eat. So they're destroying all the food. And the food that they give people today, you know, I was reading an article, the British, and I'm sure the Americans aren't far behind or ahead, get 50% of their calories from junk food. Okay, so they're eating food that's no good. As I was on Hodges the other day, and I said, you know, I walked down my grocery store, and on one aisle, both sides are nothing but sugar drinks, pops, monster drinks, Gator, you know, all those. That's all the sugar. You go to the next aisle, and it's nothing but chips, you know, Cheez-Its, potato chips, Pringles, whatever it is. It's just chips, bags and bags and bags of it. And so any food that is out there that's good food, did you see the one factory that burnt down with 5 million bushels of corn? That just happened too. 5 million bushels of corn burnt down, burnt to the ground. 100,000 chickens dead. Chickens not laying anymore. And that's highly suspicious, because as soon as these people say, you know, we started giving our chickens different food or local food.
It was Dumore. I can't remember the other one, but I know one of the bags was Dumore. We had actually, during the summer, when everyone's saying that this stoppage in egg laying started, we had the same experience, and we fed our chickens Dumore from Tractor Supply because it was cheaper. And it said that it had the same amount of nutrients and vitamins and protein as all the others. But you know what they did?
It has birth control in it or something.
Kept the price, lowered the protein count, and screwed egg production for months.
Yeah, if chickens need a certain egg protein count to make it work. And again, that's why, you know, one of the things we do with our eggs, and I'm getting off track here right now, but one of the, we give them all kinds of table scraps. So if there's, you know, anything that goes bad, apples, bananas, blueberries, strawberries, you know, any kind of scrap like that that's left over, we just throw it into the chickens. They go crazy. Redneck humor. I go down to the fishing store every once in a while and get a box of crickets.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we pop the top, and it's just like they're chasing money.
June bugs.
It's fun to watch them do it.
June bug season.
Crickets start popping out. The chickens go crazy.
Yeah, during June bug season, my chickens love it. But, you know, we're talking about starting a cricket farm and a bloodworm farm because of the protein, mealworm farm because of the protein, and it's super cheap. And we have to do that because we can't trust the industry anymore.
No. Well, going back to what I was saying, you know, it is their desire to set up this last Antichrist empire through the food shortages. We see this extreme perversion towards anything. All you have to do is turn on the Grammys. last night, and they had some devil, you know, bondage whipping thing going on. Just sadomasochism, Satanism, just absolutely the most degenerate, perverse thing you could ever put on. There it is for all of America to watch it. You know, so we see this explosion of satanic activity. We see the absolute moving towards to control everybody, you know, electric cars so people don't have transportation. We see this massive push towards global war, rumors of war, ethnic strife. And it, right now, the globe is rife with it.
Yep. Earthquakes in diverse places. Let's talk about Turkey real quick.
That was a double earthquake. I've never heard of that before. And I've heard of an earthquake and aftershocks. Mm-hmm. But two major earthquakes back to back, 7.8 and 7.5 back to back.
And then you have aftershocks.
Yeah. And we see a Roman building that had been standing, castle that had been standing for 1,000 years. It took it out. Yeah, I mean, in Turkey's they're very prone to earthquakes. So that thing has survived earthquakes for 1,000 years, but it didn't survive this.
The worst earthquake in their known history happened in the 30s. 30,000 people died in Turkey. And now, right now, the death toll is 3,000 and spiking. And I've been watching footage coming from Turkey of people trapped in inside the rubble of these buildings that they lived in that had collapsed, making videos and trying to send it out on the internet so people could see them. It's heartbreaking, you know, and I don't care. I don't care if those people are Muslim.
No.
Turkey. I mean, as
I don't
Christians,
care what you are. If it's a human being, I'm going to try to save you.
Yeah. As Christians and Americans, we should have a love for everybody. But this is just so sad. But think about it, guys, just real quick. Just think about it. You're never really fully prepared until a huge event like this happens, and it changes the entire dynamic of the way you live. Like Mike Tyson used to always say, everybody's got a plan until they get hit.
Yes.
You know, this is the reason why we talk about training and preparing, survival mindset, having your body in good shape. All these things can, you know, in just a blink of an eye, you can be having a normal day, and then you run off the road, car flips over, and now you're in water and your vehicle's sinking. What do you do? You know, there's been plenty of chances where people have just walking through the mall and then active shooter starts, or, you know, and you name it.
I'm going to just share something right now. I've got my radio turned on, and, you know, later on tonight, I'm going to be on the radio monitoring, trying to pick up and contact Turkish ham radio. You can hear that. I'm going to try to pick up Turkey and just see what's going on, because, you know, there's ham radios in Turkey right now that are transmitting. And if I can make contact, the good thing, again, here's, I don't know if you can hear that, you know, but I can make contact there, and even family members, you know, if family members in the United States, you know, they're saying we're alive. Well, you can pass that information on to the State Department. I had ham radio contact that this family is alive, they're okay, and they want their relatives in the United States to know, here's the contact, here's the frequency it was on, here's the time. And that's one of the things that ham radio can do, and it's very good at doing it, because, you know, there's no cell phone towers working over there right now. The telephone service is down, but a ham radio operator with a 12-volt battery can be transmitting globally to anybody listening. So, if, you know, family A, you know, I don't know too many Turkish names, but let's just say family A in Turkey, the Smiths, you know, have Smith family in the United States. They can get on the ham radio and, you know, let them know that they're okay, everything's fine. We can also hear what they need. And if I hear names like that, then I just write the contact down and pass it on to State Department and say, listen, I was doing ham radio and I picked up these family there. They have relatives in the United States, live in Texas, and they want to pass on to that family that they're okay. And the State Department can contact those people. Again, one of the benefits of ham radio. But going back to the thing of setting up this Antichrist empire, again, yes, earthquakes in diverse places. And I've never in my life seen back-to-back, you know, mega quakes. Those are two mega quakes happen back-to-back. You know, and then the wars and rumors of war, the global war that we see coming out right now. And a general, Air Force general retired, just came out the other day and says, he expects to have a war with China by 2025. So, I mean, not a little one, a big one.
I think it'll be sooner.
But anyhow, so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's just this thing right now. Put the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, I always tell people, get a piece of paper and get a pen and start writing it down. You know, all the intelligence that you're seeing, the earthquakes, the rumors of war, the illegal trafficking of whatever, the children, the depravity shown on TV, you know, the breakup of the family, the moral, the breakdown of our money, all that, the open border, all of it, write it all down and start saying, you know, are Doug and Bob, are they promoting fear porn, or are they just telling you the truth and we don't like to hear it? You write all that down, and I'll tell you, if you can call me up at that point and tell me that I'm generating fear porn, then I don't know what to say about you. Turn the program off because you're hopeless. Because right now what we see happening is this great reset in motion to collapse everything. And once everything is collapsed, you have to what? Build back better. What a title. What a motto to have. Build back better. Well, anybody with a brain in their head knows that to build back better, you have to tear it down to begin with. And that's the only way you can build back better. So, Doug, that's what we see going on. The elimination of private vehicles. You know, elimination of food. We see massive drought going on right now, and it might be weather wars. We don't know. You don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth. So, Doug, can you pull up something? Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. I want you to put this up. You won't know what to believe. Go to YouTube. Type in Morgan Freeman deepfake.
Did you see the Joe Biden deepfake?
Yeah, I did. That's not family consumption there. I can't see it too well, but you see Morgan Freeman?
I'm not Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's so scary. Hold on 1 second.
See if you can get it up on the screen.
All right. There is
play
not,
that.
Not Morgan Freeman. All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you have to bring it back some.
I am not Morgan Freeman. And what you see is not real. Well, at least in contemporary terms, it is not. What if I were to tell you that I am not even a human being? Would you believe me? What is your perception of reality? Is it the ability to capture, process, and make sense of the information our senses receive? If you can see, hear, taste, or smell something, does that make it real? Or is it simply the ability to feel? I would like to welcome you to the era of synthetic reality.
Synthetic reality.
What do you see?
Yeah. You're not going to know what to believe. Is that scary?
So there's a book series that I listen to, and it talks about AI in the book series. And instead of calling it artificial intelligence, it's called abominable intelligence, which I think is much more accurate. The demon and the machine. You know, I think the singularity of having artificial intelligence become more than just suspiciously dangerous is soon coming.
And this is what I tell people. Jesus in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, when he was talking about the end of the age, his disciples came to him and said, what will be the sign of your coming? And he didn't say perverts roaming the streets. He didn't say, you know, global war. He said, beware that no man deceive you. And what we're seeing here with this type of thing is the greatest deception humanity has ever faced. It's not, it's a deception from an intellect that is far greater than any human who's ever lived. Albert Einstein, you name it, Stephen Hawking, the 200 plus IQ people. These beings that are doing this have IQs into the thousands, and we're totally ill-equipped. The only thing, Doug, that is going to keep people from falling is God's word. You're going to have to be so firmly convinced and founded on God's word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. That's the only light that there will be that you will have to walk by. Everything else will be stumbling because that what you saw, it's multiplied by millions of times, millions, billions of times.
And that's a hive mindset.
Yeah, it is. And so everybody, you know, this is the thing with quantum computing. And I know we're going all over everywhere today, but I hope people bear with us. You know, when you, every email you send, every video you watch, every Netflix you download, every emotional statement you make, you know, I love you, I hate you, I'm not feeling good today, you know, my stomach hurts, whatever, everything, it's all saved. Nothing is out. Nothing has gone to waste. The government saves everything. Everything you put online is saved. And with quantum computing, it can access it in microseconds and profile you and generate something that is designed to elicit extreme emotional attachment, anger, passion, all of that, because it knows your trigger points. That Morgan Freeman deep fake. Imagine, I mean, you know, we saw that the Twitter accounts, I forgot how many of them were fake. It, Facebook accounts.
40 fake. Million.
Yeah, fake, fake. You, unless you are firmly planted in your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and know his word in and out, you're going to be deceived in this, because everything that we're Doug and I are talking about today is designed to conquer you, conquer your body, the food conquers our body, the drugs, that bad medicine conquers our body. You know, affiliations online, you won't know if they're real or not real. So it's going to conquer you emotionally like that. And then spiritually, it's going to conquer you spiritually to where you'll think you're worshiping the Messiah and you'll be worshiping devils. And so this is the thing, what I say to people, as sober as I can say it, get into God's word, make it your passion, because it's the only way you'll stand. It's the only rock that will not be moved. The Bible says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And the only thing that can't be shaken is the foundation of biblical truth expressed through Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that cannot be shaken. And so as we're talking about these things, I just want to encourage people to understand that the level of deception that is coming. Jesus said, if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. Now, I don't think the elect can be, maybe temporarily, but not permanently deceived. But it's only because they have planted themselves in God's word. Their word grows in their heart. His word grows in your heart. His word is your stability, your foundation, your bedrock. But Doug, what we're seeing right now, see those handcuffs that you got in your hand? People are being handcuffed and they don't even know it. The gilded cage is being built around them and they don't even know it. That Morgan Freeman deepfake, we talked about the Joe Biden deepfake. I mean, you know, he goes on there in this absolute anti homosexual tirade, and just, you know, in every way he could demean a homosexual person, he does in the video, but it's a deep fake. Like I said, we live in the era right now that you're not going to know what to believe, because if they can do it to Joe Biden, if they can do it to Morgan Freeman, they can do it to you.
Well, at one point in time, these types of handcuffs were meant to mainly be shackles around the enemies of the state, which are criminals and terrorists. And now they seem to be more reserved for the enemies of the political parties, which at that point in time, I would have to say that your government's failed. Your law enforcement has failed, and you no longer live in a sustainable environment for a republic. You live in a democracy.
Not all local governments have failed. Ron DeSantis is, at a state level, is doing a fantastic job, and not all local governments have failed, but the federal government is 100% failure.
Absolutely.
It does not protect the people. I mean, the brace rule. How can a federal agency, ATF, come out and say, yes, pistol braces are legal, allow that to go on for 12 years, allow people to spend millions and millions of dollars buying pistol braces that they were told were legal, and then all of a sudden come out and say, you have to destroy them, register them, or turn them into us?
The part about it that everyone needs to know is that the ATF said you have 120 days, to register your weapon, and then it can be registered as an SBR. We'll waive the fee. Everything will be fine. Well, for one thing, then you can't take that across state lines. to many states. With the pistol brace, you can. So that kind of compromises you a little bit.
The other thing, over 20 states, Doug, have rules against owning SBRs. You That's can't right. own an SBR in California. You can't own an SBR in New York. So as soon as you try to comply with ATF, you become a felon in your state. It's a catch 22.
It is. And the other part is that it creates a national registry.
Yes, it's the gateway drug.
It really does. Look, you were talking about deception a while ago. In Exodus 23, verse 1, you shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Our government never read that, apparently.
No.
One of the scariest things about deepfake is being able to deepfake to, what I say this, to be able to deepfake to blackmail. That's yes. scary. That's really, really scary.
Well, it'll be done. It will be done. It is being done.
Well, you remember the supposed sex tapes of Trump with like the two Russian ballerinas or whatever? Yeah. That was deepfaked with his face
yes.
on it. You know, and it fooled quite a few people, quite a few dumb people who looked at that. But that was 4 years ago. That technology is way beyond now, way beyond it. Like you could literally play people. And if you watch that video that we just played, there was a guy who was speaking. The AI mapped his body to look like Morgan Freeman and then changed his voice to match that of Morgan Freeman. But it was that guy speaking. So how do you not know with this augmented reality? Zelensky over there in Ukraine, he uses augmented reality and virtual reality quite a bit during the height of the war. To spread his propaganda messages.
Let's see if I can find it.
Yep. And that's a horrible version, but you know, I mean the ability.
I mean, you know, I did that just with a simple little program. You know, an Abraham Lincoln wearing nods. I mean, just that's him singing Elvis Presley. That's the one I like.
That's a really high nerd level.
A nerd, a northerner who started the war of northern aggression, singing, you know,
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, no, Sweet Home Alabama. We're in nods, you know. I mean, and that's just a little cheap program you get on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine what these governments are capable of. Honestly, I'll tell you this: these governments are capable of whatever they're allowed to get away with, and since they make the rules and they enforce the laws. What can they get away with? Concentration camps in Germany were legal.
Yes. Yes. So I mean, just is, encouraging people, you know, get ready for this because this is what we talk about a food supply, having a food supply, because you're being coerced into a corral and food will be your goal. Doug, I have cows. And, you know, if I don't go down there first thing in the morning and give them their hay and some sweet feed, they're out there. You know, you hear them bellowing. I mean, you've heard it before, haven't you? They're mm-hmm. bellowing, you know, for food. And they let you know their displeasure real quick. And boy, when I take my little side by side over to the tack barn, the hay barn and load up a couple bales of hay and a little bit of sweet feed. And I drive back over to where I feed them, man, you know, they are charging to get there quick. Just that's what people are like, you know, when they're hungry, that's exactly what people will do. You're a cattleman. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep. They'll stampede on top of each other. Much yeah, like what just recently happened in Austin, Texas. Let me pull this up for you real quick. I'm going to share the screen. Let me pause this. I'm not sure if you were aware of this or not. We had a pretty bad ice storm. We got 5 inches of ice here in Weatherford, which is west of Fort Worth. But in Austin, where the good people of the city were not prepared, this is what occurred. People in Austin are taking food from the dumpster of a grocery store during the power outage.
Yeah, there's Ellie there watching them do it.
Yep. What are you going to do? It's not illegal.
Yeah.
No. This is where the stabbing, the shooting, the domestics, the fights start. This is the beginnings of what you see with a food riot. Venezuela did the exact same thing, and then the rioting started. And also with the rioting came the malicious attacks upon other people with food, the home invasions, and then you know what happened? The gang said, hold on, we can make money. So yeah, we know that there are Venezuelans with money, just not Venezuelans with food.
Well, anyhow, you know, what we're saying is, you know, we just see this convergence of all these signs that Jesus told us about. And, you know, there's a 4.0 earthquake in New York today.
Derailed a train car.
Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, it's not trying to spread fear porn. It's trying to protect our fellow Americans and fellow Christians, conservatives. And like Doug said earlier, I don't care who you are. You know, you need to get food in your house. It doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or whatever. You know, I don't want to see anybody starve. It's a very unpleasant thing. I've seen it. It's a very, very unpleasant thing to see people that hungry.
Yeah.
But
I want to talk. You know, I want to talk real quick about the training course that we have coming up. Right now, I know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on around the world. There's a lot of stuff going on in America. Everybody's worried about everything that is going on. Here's your options. Okay. I'm going to give you quick and dirty. That way, you know, we can cancel or excuse me. That way we can close this podcast, but we're teetering on potentially having to cancel this training event and then go back further in time, maybe March, April. And I understand it, the economy, people are scared about world war. Listen, get the preparations that you need and what you think you need. Okay. I'm selling you the idea of personal protection and education. And honestly, that's going to be one of the things that's going to help to keep you alive, not gadgets and gizmos. But you know, all I can say is that if you want to sign up, we need at least 10 people to get this course up and going. If not, we're going to have to reconvene. This is going to be an excellent class. It's going to be 4 days. We're in the morning to afternoon, it's going to be all tactical. And then from the afternoon to the evening, it's going to be all medical, along with some survival classes thrown into that. And then nighttime classes every night, being able to use thermals and night vision and whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to be out there showing you.
Nobody offers that class. Nobody except for you. Yep. You know, you're going to get, and Doug, you've been there. I have radio equipment set up. Mm-hmm. If people want to know and see what radio equipment can do, I'll gladly be there and show them what you can do with the radio. I'm talking about nice equipment. So you're getting an eclectic set of training that you would have to go to 3 or 4 different classes to get. It's going to be all put into one where people can get it. It is going to be one of the best that you can get for the money. And it's the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month. You know, all you have to do is go to Ready Made Resources. I don't know if you could pull up my website and show them the little banner at the top, but you just have to click that banner. It'll take you right there and pay for it. People ask some of the questions they ask. There are cabin rentals for about $60 to $70 a night that you can get. There are some restaurants in the area. We live in a small town. I love the town. It's a great town to live in. But beautiful, right across the top.
Beautiful area to just drive around in.
Yeah, well, a lot of people know that. A lot of people are moving here. But at the very, very top, there's a little banner that says, you know, right there, take a course at Ready Made Resources. All you have to do is click that and it'll take you right there and scroll down that course right there. Just sign up for it. And you know, you're going to get the, my radio experience. You're going to get Steve Ray's, his 18 Delta Tactical Combat Casualty Care course. And he's Mr. Credential when it comes to this. And then you're going to get Doug, who's been, you know, a Marine and a DHS guy who's seen, he's been in the fray, both in civilian and in war. You've been in the fray in both those. So I would just say take advantage of it because it's going to be coming. What is coming? It's coming fast. And what is coming, when it happens, you won't be able to prepare. So that's all I have to say is that. And it just, you know, man, take advantage of this. And I'm saying this, Doug, you know, I don't get anything from it. I'm not making any money on this. I offer my building and, you know, what we have down there. You know, we get a $50 fee from the each student, and that pays for the porta-johns and, you know, the electricity, the generator, and all the other stuff that I have to provide. So it's not like I'm making money. It's not at all. And there's a lot of times when these small classes, I lose money. But I believe in it that strongly that people need to get this type of training.
Yeah, no, that we're not really making money on this class, man. This is just the ability for us to be able to pay for lodging and travel, because I'm coming from Texas. That's a 16-hour drive one way and driving with a trailer full of equipment. And then we have another guy who's driving from South Carolina. So, I mean, honestly, between the cabins, because the cabins that I've found right there on the river, beautiful little cabins, $75 a night, $400 for 5 days. I mean, that's really, really nice.
Team up with a couple guys too. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's a great area. What I suggest is, like, listen, if you are a family unit, or if you got, you know, you and your buddies that are all preppers, and you got your gang that you're going to fall back on, I hope you'll have trained together. I hope you have the experience to go with the gadgets that you got. I have the experience. Bob has the experience. Steve has experience. We're trying to give you this experience at a very cut rate, discounted price compared to other guys, because we just want you to get that level of training. That's really it. I just want you to get that level of training. Come out, don't come out. I know my experience. I know my skills. I just hope that other people do, because I see a lot of internet warriors that talk about civil war and wanting to kick China in the teeth and wanting to take over the government and all this other stuff. Like, that's great, man. But I know for a fact on the range, half of you are going to have a negligent discharge and not even know how to fix a magazine whenever it's failed inside your gun. So, you know, we'll be there to help you.
Or if somebody springs a leak, how do you stop the bleeding? How do you close off an artery?
17 seconds if the femoral artery is severed. 17 seconds to apply a tourniquet.
And like I said, tonight I'm going to be on the radio trying to pick up Turkish contacts, just seeing what kind of intel I can get out of Turkey, and maybe even some names I could pass on to the State Department, that, you know, of people that have family members in the States, and they just want their family members to know they're okay because the cell phones aren't working and a lot of the communication is not working.
Yeah.
But anyhow, you know, it's been a different program, but I hope people have got something from this. I hope they've taken something away, the points. I hope they've written things down, because we've covered a lot of very valid points. And you know, it's time to make that assessment. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. This is a global cabal that is driving this. It controls the intelligence agencies. It controls law enforcement. It controls the news media. It controls education. It controls the food industry. It controls the medical industry. And it's all backed up by AI. Now, tell me, how are you going to deal with that, other than having faith in Jesus Christ and planning ahead of time?
Nope. Train, prep, and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got. Bob, can you give them your number real quick, because they want to reach out to you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they can go to the website, readymaderesources.com, if you want to sign up for that course, readymaderesources.com. If they want to call me up and sign, do it manually or verbally over the phone, it's 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I pray that God is with you in these days, and that you are doing your own due diligence to get yourself prepared. I really stress on people getting in shape more than anything else, getting in shape, having medical training, and having enough food to keep you and your family on standby for a while. Like I said, if you can't come to the training because of budgeting, hey, man, I get it. I'm sorry. I get that. You have to determine what is best for you. And my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody, because honestly, as Americans, we have to deal with this all together. We will all be impacted. And yes, we'll all have to rely upon each other. So that's all we got. Bob, thanks for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, stay frosty. We'll see you
Thank
next
you.
Time.
Thank you.
all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.